I never even thought about not having grease.
Yeah, you save your grease from your meat that you cook.
Uh-huh.
To grease your wagon with.
That makes sense. Okay, what do you call a makeshift lamp that you make with a rag or a bottle and kerosene?
A makeshift.
Did you ever have a lamp that you made from, well, I think you stuck a rag
a
in the bottle?
Well, it's called a wick. A wick is made out of a string.
Uh-huh.
It's a knitted string together. Is that what you're referring to? A wick in the lamp?
Well, it's kind of like a rag. The impression I get is like, all right, you have a bottle.
Uh-huh.
And you stuff a rag down in it.
Oh, yeah.
And then you put kerosene on it.
You can make a homemade deal that way, sure. But most of the time you buy the lamps with the wick already in it.
Oh, I see. Because that seems like it'd explode to me.
You have to be mighty careful with it.
Mm-hmm. Move. All right, inside the tire of a car is the inner...
Back in those days, they had an inner tube. Now they have done away with the inner tube. We don't have the inner tube in a tire anymore.
And that keeps it from getting flat, doesn't it?
It wouldn't keep it from getting flat, but it was just an inner casing inside the inner tube inside of the casing.
Mm-hmm.
And they've learned over a period of years that they could do without that casing. The way those rims and the casings fit together now will hold the air without the inner tube.
Uh-huh. Okay, like if you're going to take a boat out and put it in the water?
I would launch it.
Okay. What's the kind of boat you go fishing with in a small lake?
That's known to me as a rowboat, a boat that you have to paddle.
Okay. And... okay, if you met a little boy and he was crying because there was a big dog, you'd say, don't cry,
he won't harm you. He wants to make friends with you.
All righty. If you were talking about the old days when everything was better than it is now, you'd say those...
Well, the good old days.
All right. It sounds like a song.
And how good they are.
Uh-huh.
What?
You know, that's because you remember the best things, I think.
Yeah.
That's why the good
yeah.
old days always seem so good.
Because yeah.
you forget about anything that, you know, you were sad about. How about if a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she takes along a little square of cloth to use as a...
sample.
If she sees a dress she likes a lot, she'd say, oh, that's a...
beautiful dress.
Okay.
I love that dress.
All right. And what... that's a...
that's a goodbye?
Okay, if you saw a girl walking down the street, you might say she's a...
doll.
Okay. I'm trying to get you to say pretty.
Pretty girl.
Okay.
Well, okay, well, she's a pretty girl or a doll, either one.
Okay. All right. Okay, if Mrs. Thompson's cooking, she'll put on a...
apron.
And...
that was a little bit old-fashioned. Now, these modern girls don't use those aprons like they used to.
No, I think they're a good idea, though.
They are.
Yeah, I'd like to get in the habit of using one, but I never do. I just slop on my clothes. Okay, what do you put on in the wintertime?
Put on, some people put on overcoat.
Okay.
Overcoat.
What's this thing?
That looks like a blouse to me.
You don't even like my drawing.